This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. To sports fans, the year 2004 was the year of the Boston Red Sox and also of a steroid scandal. It's the year the Los Angeles Lakers imploded and the hockey season just disappeared. Throughout this year, John Feinstein has helped us make sense of it all, and he joins us one more time. Morning, John.
Good morning, Steve.
Okay, Sports Illustrated chose the Boston Red Sox as Sportsmen of the Year. Was that the right choice?
Well, they wouldn't have been my choice. I think the Red Sox winning the World Series was the story of the year. The fact that they finally broke the curse of the Bambino after 86 years, the way they came down from 3-0 and trailing in the 9th inning of Game 4 against the Yankees and became the first team in the history of baseball to overcome that kind of playoff deficit and win a 7-game series and then swept the St. Louis Cardinals. I call it the story of the year, but as a group of people, nothing against them, they were not my choice for Sportsman of the Year. I think there were several other very worthy candidates.
Okay, so the Red Sox won. Nevertheless, you don't think they're the Sportsman of the Year. Who is?
Well, there are a number of candidates. Lance Armstrong is a worthy candidate every year. Won his 6th straight Tour de France, broke the record. He was chosen by the AP as its Sportsman of the Year. I think any of the gold medal winning U.S. women's Olympic teams would be worthy candidates. The softball team, the basketball team, and the soccer team, who won and won in style at the Olympics in Athens. But I have to go with the swimmer, Michael Phelps. He did not break Mark Spitz's record of 7 gold medals in an Olympics, but he tied his record with 4 individual gold medals, which is the harder thing to do, won 8 medals overall, and showed what sportsmanship is about when he ceded his place on the U.S. medley relay team to Ian Crocker, his fellow butterflyer, so that Crocker would have the chance to stand on the medal stand and hear the national anthem after the U.S. won the gold medal. To me, that by a tiny margin makes him the Sportsman of the Year.
Now, sportsmen and sports fans in New England have certainly had a good year. We mentioned the Red Sox. The New England Patriots won the Super Bowl. They're on their way to a shot at another Super Bowl, aren't they?
Yeah, they've become the closest thing the NFL has had to a dynasty in a good long while. They've won 2 Super Bowls in the last 3 years. They're going to go into the AFC playoffs in a couple weeks as the number 2 seed behind the Pittsburgh Steelers. They have a great chance to go back to the Super Bowl. Bill Belichick has really become the coach in the NFL, and this is a great time to be a sports fan in New England, no doubt about it.
Well, let's go from reviewing one of the great success stories in sports right now to what's becoming something of a failure, the Los Angeles Lakers.
Well, they certainly failed in the NBA Finals against the Detroit Pistons, losing in 5 games, and then just imploded. Kobe Bryant, who of course had been involved in that rape trial all year, went to the owner, Jerry Buss, and said, "It's either me or Shaquille O'Neal. God forbid you should keep a team together and try to win more championships." And now the Lakers are probably no better than the 6th or 7th best team in the Western Conference as opposed to being a dominant team. Shaquille O'Neal is making the Miami Heat into a very good team in the East, and they finally played on Christmas Day. Kobe won the individual battle, but Shaquille O'Neal's team won, and maybe now we can put the soap opera of Kobe versus Shaq behind us.
Or continuing to watch the drama in hockey, where nobody has lost a game all year.
Everybody is undefeated, but hockey is taking a major body blow as a sport. Gary Bettman, the commissioner, and the owners decided they had to have a salary cap, and they were going to get it at any cost. And they shut down the league in September. There hasn't been a game played. The players came in a couple weeks ago and offered to take a 24% pay cut. Steve, that's unprecedented for a sports union to do that. And the owners rejected that offer because they said, "Nope, unless you give us an absolute hard salary cap, we're not opening the doors to play hockey."
John, let's talk again next year.
I'll look forward to it, Steve. Happy New Year. Thanks.
The comments of John Feinstein, whose latest book is Let Me Tell You a Story, A Lifetime in the Game, with legendary Boston Celtics coach Red Auerbach.